This is your Concordia, Nebraska sports leader, Hoopski.
Hey, sauce I flow, no we don't play, then I throw, any are you okay?
We had a semester break, and man, I'm glad to be back. I'm Wyatt Kuby. Alongside my partner is Graham Frisky. Eric Cumley, unfortunately, could not be here to make.
Don't worry. He'll be back next week. Don't worry about it.
He will. And man, I don't know about you, but I've really missed this.
Yeah, it's been. It's been a long time. I think it was, you said two weeks. I think it was. Wasn't it three or four?
Probably three, now that I think about it.
You know, it's been a really long time, and honestly, I've missed it. So I'm excited to be back and to do this. So.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah,
what do we got?
A lot has happened over break. You know, we can't really go into detail on all of it because it's just too much. We'd break our 15-minute limit.
Oh, yeah,
so
easily.
We're just going to show you – we're just going to do some highlights. Men's basketball. They went 6-1 over break, beating Menlo College 59-57, Peru State 109-60, Northwestern 88-65, Dort 91-79, Hastings 83-62, and Jamestown 86-74. Their only loss through that streak was against Mid-America 60-65.
Tough games, but this team was described as hotter than fish grease. Hotter than fish grease. I don't know where they got that analogy from. That was Tyler Cavalli. He is the Concordia play-by-play voice. And hotter than fish grease. That's a saying. I don't know if I've heard that one before.
I haven't heard that one, but that's pretty neat. The boys are now 13-5. This is an incredible start, and we're halfway through the season right now.
It is incredible, and what's even a lot more awe-inspiring is that Concordia, before they're on a six-game win streak right now. Before this win streak, they were in a four-game deficit.
This is true.
A four-game losing streak. Now they're in a six-game winning streak, and they are red hot right now. Thanks to, really, in part, of Tanner Shuck. Tanner has been really on a huge scoring wave here. He's turned into one of the most efficient shooters that Concordia has on offense. So,
and really, if you think about it, he's been doing that his entire career. Because last year he was putting up points for the Bulldogs, and this year he's just continuing that hot streak. Had a little slow start in the beginning, mainly because Carter Kent was kind of the lead man in the game. But congrats to Tanner, man. He's one of those seniors that you can rely on, and especially this deep into the season where you need that experience and that talent to really show.
Senior leadership, yeah. And also another more leadership piece is Brevin Slope. He is on pace to – he should be on the 1,000-point club. Been doing a lot of scoring, too, in this offensive efficiency. So he's another senior. So you talk about this late into the year, you need that senior leadership. So it should be really exciting to watch what this team does. So the last poll in December, Concordia was not ranked. There was four teams in GPAC ahead of them. All of them were ranked. Concordia now is sitting at tied for third, I believe, in the GPAC. So really we're looking at a national ranking right here.
Oh, we are. In the next few games, hopefully they can continue on this hot streak. You know, six-game winning streak, that's hard to do. And I hope they can keep it rolling. But again, like, you're sitting tied for third in GPAC. GPAC is already a hard conference.
Oh,
as
GPAC
is
amazing, yeah. Yeah, and not to mention, too, that don't you remember we took a look at preseason polls? This team was supposed to be ranked 40 to 50, somewhere in that range.
Something like that.
Nationally.
And they've been proving everybody wrong.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's unbelievable how far this team has come. So hopefully they can ride this streak. What, 13-5 now?
13-5 is their season
yes,
record right now.
They are doing very well. A very fun team to watch. And they just won a close game, too, in double overtime. So it's a very exciting team to watch.
Extremely exciting. Continuing with basketball, women's basketball went 2-4 over break. They beat William Carey 97-55, beat Northwestern 97-81, Dort 69-55. It's kind of a low scoring for Concordia. And then Jamestown 105-56. Their two losses was against Southeastern, a national championship rematch, and they lost 97-72.
Is it too early to sound the alarm bells? I mean,
I don't know.
That's kind of a big deal. I mean, to get blown out
by a team that you beat for the national championship.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know yet, but maybe this will. They lost to Hastings 59-66.
And in that game, they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, you were talking to me earlier a little bit. They only scored 59 points. This is rare for this Concordia team to do that.
Honestly, if they don't score 70, it's not a good outcome for them. Like, that's just my opinion watching these girls play. Just the expectations are so high, and you don't know whether or not, like, they can take on the pressure if they're scoring under 70 points a game.
Which, I've also, like, said the thing, too. I mean, we go back to the Super Bowl last year, and the Los Angeles Rams, they had over 30, I think it was over 35 points per game when they walked into the Super Bowl. So, you know, a huge offensive firepower that we've seen since the Greatest Show on Turf. And then they got held to 3 points. So as far as a low scoring points for Concordia, I'm fine with that. But, I mean, you've got to finish the game. You've got to execute. And so Hastings, they didn't do that. They just looked sloppy all around. They're always ahead in the turnover margin. They were down 8, which usually this team does not give up turnovers. They force turnovers. They average over 30 turnovers a game. They force that many turnovers a game. Like, it's
incredible.
That's unbelievable.
And, you know, I mean, you take a hard loss like that, but then you bounce back and just demolish Jamestown 105-56. Like,
well, Jamestown's a joke, let's be real.
It is
here.
A joke, but also for your team to say, okay, well, we had a hard loss, now let's go and break 100 on Jamestown. You know, I feel like that was either their goal coming into the game, because they did it. They got over 100.
They needed to get something to get momentum back
exactly.
On track. It was a little embarrassing, I would say, but, you know, hopefully they can get back on track. And when it really does matter is this national tournament. So I still have them. They're 10-1 in GPAC. Hastings is very good. They were ranked 4th in the nation. They're expected in the next poll to be the top rank. So Concordia is supposed to drop. They're not supposed to be in the top poll, the next poll, which is supposed to be Wednesday night. And so it will be interesting now. But as long as this should be humbling. And honestly,
very. Like, you had a target on your back the entire season. And someone hit a bullseye on the target, you know, and took you down not only once, but two different teams hit bullseyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
both teams, you know, the national championship rematch, you know, obviously I think they were 2nd, and then Hastings was 4 in the nation. So, yeah, like you said, target on their back, yeah. I mean, they played some really tough opponents this week.
They
so
did.
They were, for the first time this season, they were tested.
Exactly. Like, that. For the first time, they were tested, and that kind of worries me, you know? When you go up against, you know, the 2 team in the nation and you're 1, you're technically supposed to beat them, you know, rank-wise, and you can't get it done. And then you go up, and then you face 4 Hastings while you are possibly 2 at this point because you lost. You know, that has to do something with the polls. And then you go up, and you don't show out. You turn the ball over way too much. You don't play your brand of basketball. And it's heartbreaking for your team because you don't know whether you can handle the tough games or not. I'm assuming the coach is probably worried.
Coach Olson. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, if I was a coach, I would be worried for my girls because they are not proving that they can be tested in big games.
The thing that Concordia gets out of this, though, is that this should be humbling losses. And so this kind of, you know, they were up in the clouds, so this should bring them back down to earth, and they just kind of realize, okay, we need to regroup here, we need to rethink. And by any means, I'm not really worried. I think we'll still make national tournament. I think we'll still make a national championship push. I think outstanding players like Philly Lammers, she is right now 2nd in Concordia scoring history. So she's about 2,000 points behind the leader who is Bailey Morris. So she's about 2,000 points, but she's also, she's 200 points behind
Okay,
her,
I was about to say, 2,000, yeah, she's not
Yeah, no, that's
that
a little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of.
Yeah, no, but at the same time, though, they've got some other good pieces. Grace Berry, who has been consistent all year, she's ranked top 10 in assists and steals. Again, they just need to stick to their script, and I think maybe something didn't click in those games. And I think
or maybe they tried to throw some wrinkles in so the Southeastern and Hastings would see something different. I wonder if that's something different threw them off that
maybe
those
trying
two
to do
games.
Too much than they
maybe
should have.
Maybe
yeah.
maybe trying to do too much. I don't know. I'm not in the practice. Unfortunately, I can't be in the practices because, you know, student athlete, student comes first. And then I'm also a football player, so can't really walk into a girls' basketball practice, you know. Doesn't happen. you know, but hopefully they can bounce back.
And I think they will. I mean, it is alarming, but at the same time, though, this should be humbling. And really, you look at any team, and they always have a humbling loss. So, I mean, you look at, well, the Ravens before they got taken down by the Titans, but they lost to the Browns of all teams, you know. The Patriots, they went 16-0, and then they got beat in the net when it counted in the Super Bowl. So I think every team is going to need that humbling loss to bring
exactly.
them back down to earth and realize
exactly.
we're not as good as we thought we were.
And that's what I'm worried about with Concordia's girls. If these two losses weren't humbling for them and they think they can just, you know, oh, we're still the best team in the nation and get cocky with that, I know you're not worried, but I'm a little worried.
So I think our girls will be fine. But moving on to wrestling. So some big news has happened. So Concordia squad is 6-2 in duels. They're still perfect in GPAC, and it looks like they're going to be still doing very well. A team that's already hot adds another great athlete to this team. He started 30 games for the Cornhuskers. Tanner Farmer, this big, massive dude. He weighs 285. Guy is absolutely huge. He started 30 games for the Cornhuskers. I mean, he's well-known in the area, and now he is a Bulldog, and he's helping them put some wins together, and he's already won a few duels.
Yeah, and it's impressive because he won a tournament in Hastings, like, as a heavyweight title, and I think it was his first tournament in the, like, as a Bulldog, which is very special. But the reason why he's able to get this shot, get this opportunity to wrestle for Concordia, is he was actually an assistant coach for the football team here at Concordia.
Oh, okay.
And there is a loophole that you can have if you 4 years at one sport, at a different school, you have 1 year, one semester of eligibility for a different sport. So that's the loophole. That's why he can come and play come and wrestle for Concordia, which I think is very special. I think it's great. Great guy. I love the guy, man. Probably one of my favorite coaches, on the team, to be honest. Like he's just down to earth. He's a very player coach. You know, great guy, and he's a athlete, you know, not only playing football, but can wrestle and beat guys who weigh either more or about the same as him. You know, I think that's very impressive. Also, he lost about 100 pounds just so he could wrestle.
Oh, for real?
He weighed about 320 when he was playing football.
Yeah, no. So it's a really big honor to have him on campus. Again, he started the offensive line for 30 games. He's a heck of an athlete, and he's an All-American. He could kick my butt any day.
Oh, yeah.
And we're glad to have him on this Concordia Bulldog wrestling team.
Yeah.
A team that's already favored to win the GPAC tournament, or to win the GPAC this year, just got better.
Exactly. And adding him to the heavyweight column really puts some depth in the Bulldogs because
They had problems with heavyweights.
They did.
They? Yeah.
Their problems with the heavyweight where Michael Stan was out with a concussion and Demetrius Miller had to come in and step up. But then Demetrius was the last heavyweight, you know. So adding Tanner as a heavyweight put some depth into this Concordia roster that's already good. And you're just adding more talent to this already amazing squad.
Ranked 18th in the nation. It'll be interesting to see what Concordia can do if they can up in the ranks now with a new poll coming out. So
I definitely hope so. Thank you for tuning in. It was a pleasure being back. Man, I really missed this. All right, anyways, go check out our Instagram at CUNEKubski. Email us at any point in time about anything, please, at CUNEKubski@gmail.com. Thank you all for tuning in. Y'all have a good night.